And we pray that you have given your life to Jesus Christ. And if so, please contact me here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It'll just help you know what to do now that you're giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting, iTunes.com radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org, from the App Store. Okay, 2 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., we played a lot of music. Let me go back and recap what we played thus far. We heard Brian Free and Assurance with He Can Take It. Smokey Norfolk teamed up with Myron Butler and the 12th District AME Mass Choir with Sunday Morning Medley. The Griffith Family followed with Now I Can Sing. Tim Bowman Jr. was next with Fix Me. The Williams Brothers, Never Could Have Made It. Mark Lowry and the Gaither Vocal Band with What's Not to Love. Greater Vision with Rolled Back Stone. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs with Can't Run, Can't Hide. Keith Johnson and the Spiritual Voices with Peace in the Midst of the Storm. The Legacy Five with I Trust the Cross. And Pastor Donnie McClurk and Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have given your life to the Lord. And if so, please contact us so we can send you that material, help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. And again, our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO. Email address, Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, we need to get that information from you. So give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, along with Jimmy Cravity, and You, Lord, You Know My Name. Praise God. 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. We're featuring Gospel with a Southern Flavor. This is Charles Johnson and the Revivers. And let's have church.
And it's a real pleasure for me to introduce to you a group that comes to us from just up the road in Durham, North Carolina. We're so glad to have them in Albemarle, North Carolina. I think they are one of the most popular groups in Southern gospel music right now, and without doubt, the most exciting group in gospel music. Let's make welcome Charles Johnson and the Revivers.
Somebody shout praise the Lord. Shout it again, praise the Lord. Would you come on and shout praise the Lord one more time? Before we even get started tonight, what I want to do, I want to make sure that everybody's in the right mood here tonight. Look at your neighbor. It matters not whether you know him or not. Look to your neighbor next to you. Do it real loud for me and tell him, say, neighbor. Tell him again, say, neighbor.
Make a joyful noise. Even though we have come together from all over this earth,
come on y'all,
let's come together in one accord. Everyone that's listening to my voice, let's all get together and let's have church.
Can we say it again?
Let's come together and praise the Lord. Everybody make a joyful noise. To my boys, let's all get together and let's have church.
People, we are gathered here from miles around. Let's get together and make a joyful sound. Lift his name and let his praises ring. Let's stand up together and let it be known that we are weak, but thou art strong. People, let's get together and let's have church.
Let's come together and praise the Lord. Everybody make a joyful noise.
Even though we have come together from all over this earth,
let's come together in one accord. Everyone that's listening to my voice, let's all get together and let's have church.
That you won't hinder me, cause I'll have church if I got to have it by myself. But if I could just get about two or three who wouldn't mind having a little church with me, then we could really get to
what they told me. They told me, said, you know, we got cameras here tonight, but would it be all right if we just act like that the Lord is here tonight? Can we have church here tonight? Some of y'all sitting there like you don't want to have church, but that's all right. You know why? You know why? Y'all can sit there all night in your seats. I guarantee you that you won't hinder me. See, cause I'll have church if I got to have it by myself. But if I could just get about two or three who wouldn't mind having a little church with me, then we could really get together and we could have church. Let's come together and praise the Lord. Everybody make a joyful noise. To my boy, let's all get together and let's have church. Let's come together in one accord, everyone that's listening to my boy. Let's all get together and let's have church.
Tonight, if you love the Lord, raise both hands. I don't know about you tonight, but I love the Lord.
719 here on WNFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry, October 28th edition, and we've been featuring gospel with a southern flavor. We just heard Tasha Cobbs Leonard and Jim Cravity with You Know My Name. And they were followed by Charles Johnson and the Revivers with Let's Have Church. Okay, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO is the number to call. 1-855-915-9636. Bishop Donna Malloy and the Columbia Praise Fellowship Choir with I Will Pray. And they're going to be followed by Dorothy Norwood and Oh Jesus.
Every Sunday morning, Mama would call us around the breakfast table. There we would have family prayer. How many of you know tonight that prayer still works? For the Bible declares that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Here's a song written by Minister John P. Key, and it goes something like this. Say it, Donald.
I will pray.
I will pray.
Oh, yes, I will.
I will pray.
Down on my knees and pray. I will pray. I come to let you know that prayer will my plea, and he did it all. kingdom.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith. Here lies the door.
Lies the door.
Oh, pray to the kingdom.
That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. Something about that name. We'll be right back. long enough, something's gonna happen.
Okay, 7:30 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise Ministry, segment of the ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests. We are praying for... We're praying for Michelle of Medford that God can continue pouring out his blessings upon her. Give her deliverance from her problem with her eyes and from her back. And also the ability to stop smoking and hopefully be able to go to church next Sunday. Michelle of Medford, God's continued blessing on her eyes, on her back, the ability to stop smoking and also be able to go to church on next Sunday. We're praying for the families and friends of the shooting victims in Pittsburgh. 11 people, I understand, were shot and killed in the synagogue. And I don't know how many others might have been injured, but we pray that God's going to minister in the lives of those who lost loved ones, and that the blessings of God may flow out to those who remain, and that they may be strengthened and encouraged to find the true and the living God and serve him in spirit and in truth, even during this time of tremendous loss. We're praying for family of friends of mine. They don't want their name on or even their initials mentioned, but we're praying that God's going to minister in their lives as well. God knows who they are, and if you call in and you don't want us to mention your name or initial, we'll still be able to pray. God knows who you are. He knows where you are. Most importantly, he will provide exactly what you need, even as you go through your various tests and trials. He will be your deliverer as you place your faith and trust in him. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we are living in troublesome times, but we know that you are aware of all that is taking place, and we continue to place our faith and trust in you, knowing that nothing is too hard for you to accomplish. So we bring Michelle of Medford before you right now, thanking you, Lord, for how you brought her thus far, and praying, oh Lord, you're going to continue to work mightily in her behalf, give her a total deliverance, Lord, from the eye situation. Even what the doctors can accomplish, we know that you can accomplish, because you are our great physician, and by your stripes we can attain healing. Continue to touch her back, Lord. Touch her and give her deliverance from smoking, complete deliverance from smoking. And may she be able to attend church next Sunday, because you're working in her behalf, and it's your desire that she might grow in you, and she might be a source of blessing, through whom your blessing might flow into other lives. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish, in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Jewish families in Pittsburgh that lost loved ones, Lord, and their friends as well, we pray, oh God, you would minister in that situation. Yes, we are in troublesome times, Lord, but we know that you are still in control. Nothing is out of your control, and so therefore we're trusting and praising that you're going to work in the behalf of these individuals, and even through this tragic situation, may many be won into the kingdom, and may the reality of your presence just shower them, be showered down upon them, overshadow their lives, and when all is said and done, may many trust you as their personal Savior and Lord, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for my friends who don't want their name mentioned, Father, we know that you know who they are. Continue to minister in their behalf in the name of Jesus. Touch and strengthen them. Bring them the victory and the strength that you alone can give. And as they go through their various tests and trials, may they look to you, because you're the author and the finisher of their faith. And may they receive benefits and blessings that you alone can provide. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in their lives and the lives of their family members as well. In Jesus' blessed name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. It's 7:35 here on WMFO in Medford. This is the Sunday, October the 28th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And today we are featuring Gospel with a Southern Flavor. Hopefully you have been enjoying what we're bringing, and it's going to be a blessing in your life, and then through your life into the lives of others as well. Oh, and I want to inform you as well that if you have a, I'll remind you perhaps, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158, or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156. And we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne on the next Sounds of Praise ministry. Okay. As we have been doing almost a month and a half now since the program that we did with the late James Cleveland and the late Aretha Franklin, we have been bringing you a segment entitled The Old Landmark. And here is the New England Spiritual Ensemble and their version of that song. And they're going to be followed by the GMWA Women of Worship and Order My Steps here on Sounds of Praise.
Yeah. and the
earth
will be
given
bread from
heaven.
He will
hear us until we want no more.
Preach us,
preach the word
in the old time.
Preach, the old time.
Preach us,
preach the word
in the old time.
Preach, the old time.
Preach us,
preach the word
in the old
time. Old time when
tell the
story
of his
glory.
It will,
turning,
it will. Now let us play, and then we'll sing.
Sing the old time.
Let us play, and then we gotta shout.
Shout the old time.
Let us
sing our voices
in the old time.
Old time
the harmony
be
will be
sweet
when you start.
Singing,
there'll be,
ringing,
they will be
ringing out in your soul.
Let us go down
to the river
in the old time.
In the old time.
In the old time, sons and
daughters
buried in the
water,
coming up,
shouting,
nobody,
crying,
everybody.
Singing,
sons and
daughters
buried in the
water,
coming up,
shouting,
nobody,
shouting,
everybody.
Happy.
WMWA, Women of Worship, our old landmark song for today's program, Order My Steps. And this is Smokey Norfolk and the Communion Medley here on Sounds of Praise.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of. Come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washes wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Jesus
is gone away. But don't worry, he's coming back. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, say it again. Jesus is gone away. Yeah. He's coming back again. I can't wait to see him. He's coming back again. He's gone away. But he's coming back again. Yeah. How many of y'all remember this one right here? Listen, watch this. I said there is power. And there is healing. Yeah. It's in the blood. You can find it in the blood of Jesus. There's healing. Yeah. It's in the. And just in case the devil stole it from you, there is your joy. And it's in the blood. Yeah. Mama, thank you for telling me. I can find joy, wonder working, yeah, in the presence.
somebody high five and say, it was the blood.
It was the blood.
Thank you, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Trials and tests arise anew, and I wonder how I'll make it through. No, chained by guilt and feeling lost, you display the power of the cross. Because you're the same yesterday, today, forevermore. You're the same yesterday, today, forevermore. That lonely walk upon the hill.
It's 7:55 here on Songs of Praise, and the mats are in the house. Not the doormats, the good mats, right? The brutal brunch mats are in the house. And so it's time for me to pack the bag and move out until next Sunday. Next Sunday, what? More new music, top hits of the year 2018 here on Sounds of Praise. Hopefully you enjoyed the program today, gospel with a southern flavor. And I think I enjoyed it so much, I'm going to do another one hopefully before the year is over. So until next Sunday, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and weekend. The Lord will see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Hopefully, I'll be able to say that this is, I think the title I even called it. Don't get old. That's the... sports capital of the world. If the Red Sox win, right? Absolutely. I need all the help I can get.
So merciful and full of grace, I will forever sing your praise.
You're the same yesterday, today, forevermore.
I'll forever sing your praise.
You're
the same yesterday,
Yeshua,
some radio trouble.